Cascade by Marianne O'Hara, narrated by Madeline Lambert. O Rome, from all your palms, dominion, bronze, and beauty, what was firm has fled. What once was fugitive maintains its permanence. Robert Lowell, The Ruins of Time. Cascade. 1. December 1934. And something becomes something else. During his final days, William Hart was haunted by drowning dreams. Every night, at the sound of his shouts, Des came awake herself, always briefly startled to find a husband, Asa, sleeping beside her. She would dash across the hall, fearing another heart attack. But by then her father would be lying quietly, gazing at the plaster ceiling. Probably half the town was having drowning dreams, she'd say, reminding him that the reservoir was an old rumor and ticking off good reasons why it would never happen. The state had looked to Cascade before. If it was too expensive to build so far from Boston 6 years ago, then surely, in these hard times, nothing would come of it. Usually that kind of talk made him feel better, and in the morning he'd be rested and fairly optimistic, ready for whatever diversion she had planned for him. A new copy of the American Sunday Standard, borrowed from the library, a coil of his favorite black licorice from the handy grocery, an offer of a game of chess. But the night after Christmas, he hushed her irritably.